So,
okay, talking of Andrew Bentley, let's start with this. Only player in Illinois history with a punt return for a touchdown, kickoff return for a touchdown, interception return for a touchdown, and now a fumble return for a touchdown. What's that like for you? I mean, as a junior, you're the only guy to ever do that.
Man, I mean, it's a great thing for me just to do it on this special day, honoring the great Red Grange. And I just thank my teammates and the coaches and just everyone that's in our dome, you know, in my football dome. And, I mean, it's just, I'm just excited about it. I just want to keep trying to perfect my craft and, I guess, add to the stats, I guess.
Yeah,
Some more wins and just build the winning culture around here. Today was a big day for us.
Yeah. Let's talk about the return. TJ stripped it out, came kind of right to you.
Yeah.
Perfect bounce. And
definitely.
Eyes wide open.
Man, as soon as I seen it, I just, you know, just do what we practice almost every day.
Scoop and score.
Mm-hmm. And just get to the end zone as fast as I can. I think it was a great play by TJ just to have the awareness to strip the ball out and actually force the fumble. And it's just good pursuit by our whole defense of getting over there.
We'll talk about a couple other things. One, I saw you were really mad on that sideline pass that they completed on. Kind of just got turned around.
Yeah.
Like, do you get really hard on yourself when something like that?
I do, and my brother's in the stands watching. So I know he gonna give me an earful as soon as I get outside. He always critiques me on the bad play. I mean, good players, they're good, but, you know, we need to perfect or do better at what we did bad.
And your dad's always got the camera, so he might have shots of that or something.
Yeah, he always comes to me, yeah, I got this and that. You know, he enjoys coming out here, and I just want to keep making plays and making him happy, making my family happy, making my team happy.
What's it feel like to get the win? Like, what was the locker room like?
The locker room was electric. You know, we're yelling at Coach Beck, let us keep our great jerseys. It's just a great thing for us to get this win. Somebody told me this is my first Big Ten win, home win, since I've been here. So, I mean, I think that's a big thing. And I just want to keep working and going to Ohio State, have everybody with the right mindset, knowing we can get the W and just work hard this week.
So being a Glenville guy, what's it like going to Ohio State? I mean, this is, you know.
It's kind of a reunion. I know a lot of guys that can't make the drive from Cleveland to here. You know, they're coming to the Ohio State game and playing against a lot of my old teammates, a lot of the younger guys that were there at Glenville that went on to Ohio State from when I left Glenville. Seeing Coach Ginn, I only see him when I usually go home, but having him come to the game, and it's just going to be big for me, especially playing them at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
That's under the lights. Yeah. They said it's electric in there, so we'll see what it's like.
Yeah, so this is, I guess, you know, I always assume kids at Glenville just grow up Ohio State fans. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always been a feeder program for that. Mm-hmm. Did you grow up thinking about Ohio State? I mean, you're from Ohio.
I grew up just thinking about getting to college. I mean, my top team was probably Oregon just because they sweet all the time. But, you know, we used to take trips to Ohio State far as, you know, we played at Ohio State twice while I was in Glenville. Or during track meets, you know, state meet is there. So I'm really familiar with that area and the people down there. But, I mean, I ended up here, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I mean, it's times have been tough sometimes have been good, but it's all part of building a person and building a man.
Yeah. So you already kind of spoke about it, but under the lights, national TV at Ohio State, whose offense, who's, I might mention, has put up 50-plus in their last four games. So, probably your biggest task ahead. What do you think this week of practice will be like?
Great focus. I think you know, our seniors do a great job of keeping us focused. It's going to be very focused on the details, focused on our tackling the game, focusing on knowing what those guys are going to do, knowing who their key players are. And just embracing the moment. You know, it's millions of people that would want to sit here doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Even the guys that, you know, just practice and just being on the team. It's thousands and millions of people that want to do what we do. So just embracing that moment, going into Ohio State, playing under those lights, just taking it all in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One day it's going to end.
Yeah. So. All right. I appreciate you. Thanks for taking time.